Let's welcome in our next guest. Switch it up. We'll talk some Utah running youth basketball. You can find him on Twitter at Coach T. Connor, Utah basketball assistant coach Tommy Connor. Coach, thanks for joining
us. Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Coach, how do you feel about the season so far? I know there's only a few games left now on the year. This was a team that lost a lot of bodies in the offseason. I wasn't sure how this team was going to be built back up with all the transfers and new names you had coming in. And then you've really started to gel. How do you feel about this team where they are versus maybe where you thought they might be?
Well, I actually feel really good. I think we've had a terrific year. Considering what you said, you know, we really only returned two guys to play. And we've brought in a bunch of new faces and guys that are new to college basketball. And everything about that means it's a rude awakening for them, just in terms of game preparation and, you know, the effort level required. And then we had some transfers that came in that have experienced that a little bit, but they've been, you know, they haven't played in the past year or so, so they were a little rusty. So looking back on it from start to finish and where we are now, I feel good. I'm proud of this team. I think we've done very well. Maybe there's, you know, a game or two that slipped, but we've also won some games that maybe could have gone the other way. So we're actually in a good spot heading into our last seven games, and then the tournament. We're essentially fighting for fourth place, and we without a doubt have a chance to do that. We need to win some games, and that doesn't mean we have to win every game, but we have to win the games that we probably should win, and maybe try to find an upset here or there, and if we can, get a fourth place finish and get a bye in the first round of the tournament.
Coach, what makes Devin Daniels so special, and at what point in the recruiting process did you guys see that in him?
Well, he's had an awfully good year. He's at times a little up and down, like a typical freshman is. But I think what separates him, just as you know, as a kid that's had a lot of impact and production for a freshman, is his competitive spirit. You know, he plays awfully hard. He's very competitive. He's not afraid. He does have a knack to score around the basket in unique ways off, you know, his little runner off the wrong foot. It's something he's mastered. He's strong. He's athletic. He's improved his shot as it's gone on through the year, and to the point now where he actually shooting the ball from percentage-wise from the three as well as anyone on our team. He's, you know, technically he's not a great shooter. It doesn't look great. It's kind of like Gunther's. It goes up there with a little side spin. But unlike
Coach
Gunther's, it goes in. And it's been going in here, you know, lately. So we need him to defend. He just needs to be consistent. Like every day he needs to be consistent in practice and with effort and you know, and making sure that he understands that it's you keep working hard, good things will happen. And we have a bunch of young guys that we're coaching every day. It's just, you know, it's just they're new. This is a whole new experience. And even 20 whatever games into the season, every day is a learning experience for him. And without a doubt, it's been that for Devin. But he's done very well. He's had a great year. We're proud of him.
Coach, you said you're kind of shooting for that fourth seed now. Obviously, that would get you a bye in the first day of the Pac-12 tournament. Is that the goal? I mean, is that kind of what the team has rallied around now at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reality of where we are. And we certainly have that in our sights, and we can achieve that. I mean, if you look at a couple of the other teams that, you know, that would be kind of in that mix, it's us, Cal, and USC, and you look at their schedules, they've got some tough games ahead of them. Not to say that we don't, but we get those two. We get Cal, Stanford at home. We've already played USC and beat them at home, so we really have a great chance to do it. Obviously, we need to win, and we need to take care of the home court. We need to get splits on the road that you should get splits on, and see how it all shapes out. But I think we're in a good spot right now, and our goal is to try to keep playing better basketball and try to be playing our best basketball as the season winds down going into the Pac-12 tournament. We understand what's going on. We've got to probably win games in the tournament. We have to try to beat a good team, a ranked team, which starts here Thursday. If we have a chance to do it, it won't be easy. But we just don't have a signature win under our belt, and that's nobody's fault but ours. We've had a few chances, and we haven't gotten it done. So we hopefully can do that in the future.
You guys have had a ton of length and size in the past. David Collette this year gives you guys a ton of versatility. How is he able to do that so well? What's his biggest asset?
Well, he's mature, he's experienced, and he's skilled. You know, he's on the offensive end, he's just very talented. He has a great tempo about his game. He has a knack to score. He's always had that. You know, he was very well coached at Utah State. So he just had, you know, he played in a good league, obviously did well when he was there in the Mountain West. So he has the background behind him. He has experience. He still needs to improve things for our level because he's gone up a level, to be honest. He knows it. I mean, he's playing against a little bit bigger, a little bit more athletic every night. And rebounding wise, he's got to continue to improve. Sometimes defensively, he's not as good as he needs to be. But he's added a ton to our team, and he's really played well for us, and he's working hard, and he's a joy to coach every day. We're happy he's with us and that things are working out for him, and he's having a good season.
Running Utes assistant coach Tommy Connor's our guest, 1320 KFan. So as we look at this team now, and you look at a guy in Kyle Kuzma who's going to have the opportunity in the offseason to work out with some teams and then be able to come back and play for your basketball team if he feels like that's his best path, do you like that as a coach, or does that make things more difficult for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, my own personal opinion, what I like best is what's best for the for our player, our student athlete. You know, what's the best thing for them? And You come to that and find out what's best for them through education and through, you know, gathering up as much information as you can, and them doing what you said. Maybe they go try out and do some things and find out where they stand, and we help them with talking to people and gathering information for them, and then they make the best decision for them. Because that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. If it's the best thing for Kyle to leave after a year and he has the opportunity and everyone thinks it's right, and he has all the information in front of him that says this is the time and here's where we think will happen, and he chooses to do it, good for him. If not, and he realizes that he needs another year, you know, then good for him and good for the Utes. So that's the way I look at it. Can't really control any of it right now. Does it make it recruiting interesting? Yeah, of course it does. But, you know, you're always kind of recruiting with the idea of the what if we don't have this guy, or what if we don't have that guy, you know, and you got to be prepared. And we try to do that, even though that's not easy, but we're not stupid. And we know that there could be some changes. So we'll see how it all shakes out. The biggest thing for Kyle is just to keep playing good basketball, keep improving. He's worked awfully hard since he's gotten here. He's changed his body. He's turned into a very good player. He's still deficient in some areas, which he works on hard on his game. But I'm really proud of where he's come. He's come a long ways, you know, since he got here, and he's having a really good year.
Coming from where he came from with the offers he had, might have been like maybe been the first big significant change that young players were really starting to believe in this Utah program again. I know you can't comment on some of the guys who have recently committed to you, but obviously you're getting four-star kids, some even five-star kids that are really showing interest in Utah, mm-hmm. coming into their top two or three. What have you seen change at that level where kids are recognizing what you're doing at the school?
Well, we've improved our program. You know, I mean, obviously at first when we were just so bad that, you know, the state of the program when we took it over, it was a little bit difficult when the product wasn't great. You know, we weren't winning a lot of games. Then what happened? We just kept getting better. I think we kept playing the right way, you know, and then we stumble on a few really good years where we're near the top of the Pac-12 and we're getting the NCAA tournament, making a run. We have some pros on our team. And then you add the new facilities we have, the stability that Coach K has brought to the program and the culture we've built. I mean, all those things, right? It's just not one. It's if you look at a pie and divide it up into about seven or eight things, you're gonna find that they're all, you know, at one point, maybe there was a few pieces of that pie we didn't have. And I think right now we have all the pieces of the pie. Now, that doesn't mean you're always every year you're going to be in that top three or four of the league, because it's a heck of a league and it's hard. But we have maintained good consistency the past 4 years. And I'm really proud of what we're doing this year, of not having, with all we lost last year, finishing second in the league and really just a few plays away from finishing first, that we haven't taken a big drop off, you know, and like right now we're sitting at 10th or 11th. And that happens, you know, with some programs, and we're not in that position. So I think the consistency of the program's been intriguing to other players. That, you know, the kids we're recruiting, what I hear from them, they like our style. You know, they like the way we play. Love the fact we're the second We have the most attendance by far of anyone except for Arizona in league play, averaging around 14,000 in league play. And then when you come visit and see our beautiful campus and beautiful Salt Lake, and then you know, you're in this new facility and you see where you basically live and then where you practice, that's put us in the game. Now the thing is, we're in the game, you know, just like football and our other programs. You're in the game, but you're in the game with also the high, you know, so the big boys too. And we don't always win out. We lose to some of the big schools in our league on some kids head to head, and we've won a few battles, and we'll continue to try. But at least we're in it, and we're excited about the recruits we do have on board and in the future, and those that have committed to us.
You can find him on Twitter at Coach T Connor.
I don't tweet much, but I'm the best retweeter in the world. I put some great retweet stuff out there.
Oh, Coach, no, I saw your Valentine's Day wishes today. It was very heartfelt.
Thank you.
Was that you? Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
It was a retweet. Again, I don't put myself out there much, but, man, I could retweet with the best of them.
Utah basketball assistant coach Tommy Connor. Tommy, great stuff. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, guys. Thanks.